The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like your own with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner. What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Cousin Ed. Yes, indeed, Cousin Ed's Corner, back at you again. Don't know, I want to say the whole intro, man. But listen, I am here, you are here, we are all here together. This community is growing so much. Thank y'all for all that you do. Thank you for being part of it. Be sure to make sure you share this episode and all episodes with your friends, family, and loved ones. Be sure to continue to send me your messages, your DMs, your voicemails, text messages, 762-333-2032. That's 762-333-2032. Be sure to continue to share those with me. I love hearing from you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. If I'm not here, something is wrong. So I'll be here as long as God is willing. Or something else happened. Let me say that much. But I'm glad you're here with me. Please, like I said, share the show with your friends, family, and loved ones. But I want to get right into this. It's later in the day. I should have had this out earlier. I like to record organically. I don't like to record early. I like to record organically and in my thoughts. So it's just sometimes time doesn't work that way. Life be lifing. But I read this passage this morning and I said I want to do a show on it. So this is 100% stolen. I didn't make this up. My thoughts are my thoughts, but the passage had me thinking about this. So there were two men running in the woods. They were being chased by a bear, right? And they're both going down the same path. And one guy says, I wish I had my running shoes on. And the other guy says, why? We still can't outrun the bear. The first guy says, yes, but I can outrun you. And it made me think, right? Now, most of us, we're running a race to try to get away from the bear. But sometimes we just got to be better than the person that's next to us. Better than the person that's in front of us. We just got to catch them and everything else will take care of itself. So finding a way, and I'm paraphrasing again, finding a way to excel and know where your challenges are, I would say, is something that I got from this passage, right? It's not always trying to just knock a home run out. I just want to get on base, right? I just want to make sure I get on base. I want to make sure that I do better than the person who just struck out, right? A lot of us are scared to even swing. A lot of us would give up and say, hey, I can't run as fast as you, or I can't run as fast as the bear. I'm going to give up, right? But if you just think about, if I can just beat this one person out, if I can just show how much, you know, how much harder I'm willing to work than this one person, then maybe something to work out for me. But when you're with your companion, your friends, or whoever else, and you're going along the same pace as them, you'll never be able to shine. You'll never be able to excel. You'll never be able to do the best things that you can do. There are many examples of this that I can go to, and especially for me with sports and everything else, growing up and playing with one of my buddies and us working at the same level that we both wanted to work at, right? So we're equal at level. But if I didn't push him and he didn't push me, and I'm always, no matter what, always trying to be better than him. Love him to death, but I'm always going to try to be better than him. Isn't that the same pace? Because when we went to go look at schools, right? When coaches came look at us, if we did the same exact thing, the same exact ways, even though I want him to get in school, he want me to get in school, something's got to set you apart. So when you're working hard, when you're at work each and every day and you're going through the rigmarole and you're doing the same thing that your coworker is doing, there's nothing going to set you apart for that promotion. There's nothing going to set you apart to actually get you out of that job. And the one thing that the article or the book that I was reading, now we talked about at work, about managing your time. What are you doing extra, right, to get ahead so you can have free time, right? So they talked about in this book about being micromanaged by their manager at one point. But when it got to the point of them working so hard, the manager didn't have to micromanage them anymore. They gave him a lot more freeway, right? Free reign to do things, and then they check in, you know, on a scheduled basis. But it's before that, it was being micromanaged. So when they found out, hey, you're working this hard, I don't have to micromanage you. You got this. You've proven that you got this. Then they were able to step back and let them have their time and manage their time themselves. So if you don't want somebody to manage your time and you want to be able to control your destiny, you must continue to work hard. Work harder than anyone else at what you want to succeed in. And I say that to myself always. Some people ask why I get up at 3 a.m, right? Why you get up at 4 a.m? Why you get up so late? So early. Why do you stay up so late? Why do you study so much? Why do you do these things, right? It's because, one, I know how hard I have to work. Each one of you out there may be better than me at something, but I know how hard I have to work. So once I recognize that, not only do I have to work hard at something, right? Not only do I want to be the best at something, I know by working hard, if I get up at 3, when I get off at 5, I have more time to do this podcast, right? If I wake up at 4, I got more time that I could work out before working, right? So I put my extra time to be extraordinary and do the things that I would be shuffling my day around to try to do. I plan it out and I do things accordingly, extra early, because I know I have the time and the ability to do it. So look and see where you can fine tune things at, where you can put those running shoes on and excel past your counterparts in so many ways. Look where you could just be better. If we all can just look at, and you don't have to do it, you don't have to run that race forever, right? So think about the guys with the bear, right? Once the bear caught the first guy, he can relax a little bit, right? You hate to see your friend go, but you can relax a little bit and then you can, you know, keep running. So if you run your race now, you'll be able to relax a little bit and move on to the next quarter. It's your boy Cousin A. Hopefully that made sense to y'all. It made sense to me, but hopefully it made sense to y'all. Let me know what you think. Once again, I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate you. And to all the special people out there, you know who you are. All the special people out there who send the text messages, send the voicemails, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're the motivation that keep Cousin Ed's Corner going. So thank you for your feedback. Thank you for just being that person in my corner, our corner, to let us know what we're doing over here is a good thing. So appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Have a great, great rest of your evening. Have a great rest of your week. And I'll see you again on Wednesday. Peace. Thank you for listening to Cousin.